Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, Mary Lynn. Hey, I just noticed something. We only have 15 minutes on this show. So we have 14 minutes and 21 seconds. Yeah, when I set the show up, I obviously effed up a little bit. Don't know how I did that, but it happens. So let's hit it. Let's hit it. God's
okay.
Sorry.
Yep, that's correct. I was going to say the exact same thing. So let's get at it. Really exciting week, and maybe we can reschedule some more time. But busy week for both of us going on, and a lot of great things. I don't want to hear about polls today. I don't know if you've caught any of the news. People are standing in line for hours waiting to vote in early voting. So people are getting out there. I don't know if they're Republican, conservatives, or Democrats, or who they are, but it doesn't matter. People are getting out to vote. And I think myself personally, we can get into that real briefly. This mail-in ballot disaster, unless you're going to cheat the government, there's no reason. I think people are really concerned that they want their vote to count. And real quick, I want to run into this before we get into the Amy Coney Barrett stuff. But we were tweeting, Carol Ann, in between President Trump's rally in Sanford, Florida yesterday. OMG, he was on fire. That was so much fun. I'm so glad I've got it recorded. And he kept to an hour, which was really good. Real fast, here's some amazing stats. This was polled with actual audience members. This came from Rona McDaniel, the GOP chairwoman. And tell me we don't have Florida. Out of 15,852 voters identified, 31.8% were not Republican. 16.3% were Democrat. 24.4% did not vote in 2016. That's huge. 14.4% didn't vote in the last four elections. Aren't those amazing numbers? These were all people
who got up
off
that's
their
amazing.
I have to tell you, if President Trump came nearby here, I'd have to be honest. I don't know unless I know I could get in, I would be a little hard-pressed to stand in line for hours and hours. But good for them. Look at those numbers. How exciting.
Amazing.
31.
Yeah. We've got the confirmations going on. We've got 10 minutes. We've got the confirmations going on today, and they're brutal. But the best thing for voting is if you could vote in person early, it is highly suggested to vote early. And if you have somebody that can't get to the polls, bring them there. That is what's going to turn this election around. You've got to vote your values. You've got to vote for liberty and freedom. And, I mean, maybe we could do something tomorrow at the same time if I could shake loose or get something booked. But so you're talking a little
ear.
Bit. Did you want to talk about court packing or did you want to – you got the rally. And, now, boy, that's amazing. You also hear the debates are canceled, huh? You think there will be another debate?
I think there's so much going on here right now in the present. Who knows? As far as I know, I think it's a matter of frustration for the president. You know he wants to go after him, but you know, when you get some, you know, two against one, like the last debate. So let's move on. I just want to cover a couple things real quick, and I put some numbers out there about the Affordable Care Act, and that judge, or will be Justice Barrett, that she is going to wipe out Obamacare. And let's all hope so. You don't have to wipe out the act. It is not a law. It is an act. You don't have to wipe the whole thing out. Take the general concept, but get a businessman like President Trump in there to clean it up. There's nothing affordable about the fact that in a course of a year, I would have to pay over $1,200 in premiums per month, $6,250 deductible, and then my out-of-pocket max for the year would be $8,350. So I challenge those Democrat senators. If you think this is such a great plan and it's so affordable, and heaven forbid it go away, then I suggest you get off your cushy Senate health care plan with your family,
right?
Get on Obamacare and pay it out of your own pocket. So there.
Yeah. Isn't that funny? Good for thee, but not for me. I know. It's typical. Typical. Yeah, we did a lot of things. My friend C. Stephen Tucker, we used to go ahead and talk about this when I was on the radio with Jack Rosa, the truth about Obamacare. It is not affordable. It is not affordable. It's a takeover, and what's more frightening, and I'm going to be real quick on this one, if the left gets in, they want to totally take away private health care anyway. So they want
Correct.
Everybody to be on a single-payer system. So,
well, and isn't that great that the government would get involved in health care, which needs to remain private so it can possibly remain competitive with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Pardon me?
Have you gone to your DMV, your driver motor vehicle?
not
saying.
For a couple of years.
Yeah. Well, if you think that's an absolute nightmare, or the post office, which is now bankrupt, I mean, let's get government involved. Anything government touches, it doesn't do real well with, except the military.
Well,
but they want to reconfirm that, too. But anyway... let's see. I like your debate. Bidenism of the week. He called Mitt Romney that Mormon.
That was
funny.
I mean, and then he called him a senator or a governor. He wasn't quite sure. And then yet again, he's running for senator. He's running for senator. Isn't that good to know? Happy for Delaware. Glad for the United States. He's not running for president.
Yeah. Oh, I like what you wrote here about Trumpy and what he said. We talked about that on Eyes Right Open Radio. And what Trump said, don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. That's just awesome because he knows thoughts are things. And that's what a leader does. A leader leads from the front and makes people be encouraged. I mean, live nothing to fear but fear itself. That was a good one. And then why don't you talk about President Trump challenging Pelosi to do that standalone bill?
Oh, yeah. President Trump just got tired, as you know, he's impatient, and I love that about him. And he just challenged Nancy Pelosi, just a standalone bill. He'll sign it immediately. For a stimulus package similar to the one that we've got earlier in the year in April, I believe, for $1,200 just for the U.S. citizens. And she turned him down, but of course.
Right.
And today he challenged her again. He said, go big or go home. Gotta
Good
love the
him.
Guy. He's
Good
on fire. You know, in a race,
you know,
especially like a horse race. I was just going to say, just like a horse race, when you watch a horse, it goes all out in the beginning and then peters out at the end. Well, unfortunately, the Biden horse has never left the gate. President Trump is coming into his full stride, riding down the final days. And I can't wait to see where he's going to be tonight, because he is the hardest working campaigner that this country has ever seen, probably the world. So,
well, he's
last night I tried it.
That doesn't get paid. So let's talk about that mail-in ballots real quick. Where were they found? More mail-in ballots dumped by postal workers. Some early voting locations have been inundated with citizens waiting hours. Wow. I like your insight of the day. Hit that insight
for your
for
favorite.
The day.
Go ahead. Let it rip.
No, who said it? It's great.
Bill Gates.
Oh, Kill Bates. Well, it's actually a really good statement. Not a fan of Bill Gates so much, but as we look ahead into the next century, leaders will be those who empower others. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. It's too bad.
Isn't it awesome?
By his own words. I mean, come on now. So
maybe he wrote it like. Maybe he wrote it like 10, 15 years ago when he still believed it before he shifted to his one world mentality. So God bless America.
Well, we got about
God
three
bless
minutes,
all the patriots.
I
think what we really need to do is focus on our flag, God bless America, in God we trust, put all of our love and prayers behind the president. I have been fielding. I have been fielding tweets from people who are in bad shape. This country needs to open up. I'm talking about a lady talking about vets, ready, you know. This country needs President Trump again.
Absolutely.
And he was so fired up. He was so fired up last night. I swear I watched a clip of him dancing. It looked like he was Michael Jackson moonwalking.
That's awesome. Hey, you know what? I just noticed that wasn't Bill Gates. Really tiny, tiny print. Well, you know what? How do people reach you, Mary?
Reach me on Twitter, ML Bianchi, B-I-A-N-C-H-I, the number 7, and that's on Twitter. Also, you can just do a hashtag Woman for Trump, and you can catch me there. I always sign out with Women for Trump because that's what – that the news media gets completely wrong, Women for Trump. And thank you very much. Florida loves Trump. And God bless.
Yep.
We want to end with a prayer.
All righty. Well, thank you, God, for this day. Every night at 8 o'clock to Central Standard Time, pray for our country, pray for our president. So, God, we thank you for our country. We thank you for the health of our president. God, we thank you for wisdom and discernment. And, God, we ask that you expose the truth. Expose the truth and let people vote their values for freedom and liberty. And thank you, God, for all of your blessings. Keep us safe and keep us protected. And, God, we know your word tells us our thoughts are things. As a man thinketh in his heart, that's what he should become. So, God, let us keep our vibe high and focus on loving you and loving America and loving each other. So be well, be blessed, be free, be the change you wish to see. This is Carol Ann P. and Mary Ann B. Mary Lynn B. Hey, Mary Lynn B., what are we doing? I know there's some more stuff that you want to throw out there. Two gals with two names at Gmail?
Correct.
Two gals
with two. Yes, two is in the number two.
Got it.
God bless everybody.
Yep, God bless us all. And you know what? Peace, love, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. And hashtag Woman for Trump, hashtag Trump 2020 Landslide Baby, the great awakening of the silent majority. And you could catch us here every week, blogtalkradio.com. And you know what? We'll be here next week, same time through November. And sorry about the short show. We'll be back next time. Catch you next time. Be well, be blessed, be free. Ciao, ciao for now. Here we go. Signing out. Over and out. 40 seconds.